Okay, this is the third and goal play. Two plays after Spoon. Just let you listen. I'm behind the goalpost. Quan batted it down. It's going to get really loud for fourth and.
Here we go. Here we go.
Sorry. I'm by the. That's the band speaker. That was fun. That was really fun. That was a lot of fun. Like, one final defensive everything. Even trying to hand it over with a penalty in the end zone and four stops. That's amazing. And a victory formation. God, it was fun. Like, nobody knows how fired up I am right now. It's just... Okay, 31 seconds. There's the second knee. Ball game. Coach is walking. That's it. That's the Band-Aid kids. I'm not sure what that cheer was. I know what that is. Just gonna keep rolling with the music. This is the full field experience. I couldn't help it. Sorry. Okay, alma mater time. Let's do this. I'm going to sing along. All the other media are filming. I'm the crazy guy singing. All right, let's Hell yeah. Okay, let me tell you this part of it. Let me just tell you what occurred here. Let me try to do a little explanation. Hold on, I gotta find an open spot. The team's head of the locker room. That was Calvin Avery practicing his sojourn. That colorful language you hear, we apologize for the colorful language from Alex Belcheski, who fist bumped me and turned to the Virginia bunch and said, "Hold that bleeping L." That was awesome. Anyway, now I could talk. God, that was awesome. Here's the thing. How many times have I watched that game? How many times have I watched that damn game where we turn the ball over four times and we miss two field goals and we lose 23-21 and same old sorry Illinois and everything else? How many times? Do you know what we just did? We Illinois proofed it. Sorry. I just scared a band member by yelling. We just Illinois proofed ourselves. That's what this was. We did all that stuff and we won 24-3. Do you understand what that means? Does anybody get that? Okay, look, maybe you don't get it. Maybe you weren't here. I've been here, okay? I've recorded these for the last 14 seasons, okay? I've been here. I know what to Illinois a football game means. I remember how it happens. I know what the four turnovers mean. I know that the two missed field goals come back to bite us. I know it. I've lived it. I've been here. I've stood in this spot. I've said these same things. And you know what just happened? Do you understand what just happened? Some Illinois stuff happened. But we were good enough, so good that we completely overcame it. Do you understand that? I need to describe it a little more, okay? Because people are like, well, we're still doing the Illinois stuff. Look, stuff like that happens, okay? Fumbles are going to happen, okay? These kind of things, like, that was a bad pass by DeVito, but, I mean, even the Pat Bryant thing, maybe he needs to protect it more, but it's a fluke thing. The Illinois thing is that it happened at the 3-yard line. In my life, it just seems like when that fumble happens, that Pat Bryant fumble happens for Michigan State, it happens at the 50. But when it happens to us, it happens at the 2. Okay? When we miss field goals, that, you know, Notre Dame will miss a 44-yard field goal. It's not that big a deal. We miss the 19-yard field goal or 22-yard field goal or whatever we missed, and it kills us in the end. There are Illinois things that have happened my entire life. I know them like the back of my hand. I understand this football program as good as any human walking the earth today. And I am telling you that we just Illinois'd the hell out of a game that we won 24-3. Because the defense was so dominant. Yes, Virginia has offensive line problems. Yes, everything else. Do you understand, like, even that final goal line stand? Do you understand that part of it? Do you understand how many times, like, we've given up that to, I don't know, make the score look bad? You know? Like, you... Fans of Texas, fans of LSU, fans of name it, okay? The I don't know, USC fan, like, just pick fans of programs that have been struggling and, like, you know, why aren't we being us? They understand football a certain way, okay? Even Iowa, okay, Iowa fans are mad and, like, this and that. Here's... God, I can't get these words out fast enough. I'm so, like, fired up right now. Like, fans of other programs would watch this game And they would go to the message boards, and they would be like, 24-3. This game should have been 49-6. And when you don't score those 49 points, you know what happens. Like this is going to come back to bite us later. That's all they're going to be talking about, because they know what happens here, okay? For me, when that happens, like, God, I can't, I'm going to have to write this later because my brain is so on fire right now. For those fans, they look at this game and they're disappointed. For me, I'm walking around this game as excited as I've been in years. And I'm as excited as I've been in years because of the defense, because, like, a whole bunch of Illinois things happened and we just overcame it. No sweat. Two turnovers in the first 3 minutes. Oh, that's an Illinois thing. All of these things happen, as we've seen for years. And then we just shrugged it off and won 24-3. The LSU fans, like, oh, God, we are in trouble later against harder opponents. Right now, in this spot, I don't care about that. I don't care about that an ounce. I care that we un-Illinois ourselves. And this is a huge step toward doing that. Should we have scored 49 today? Absolutely. Is that a scary thing? Sure. But when a bunch of turnover stuff happens and we still win, I can't tell you how excited I get. It's like that's the disease we've had for decades. And, like, they just came up with a vaccine. I got to get into the press conference, but let me tell you, people, read whatever I write later, because I am fired the hell up. Hold that L, Virginia. Goal line.